This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning to you. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, we got a lot planned for you this morning. I hope you're going to enjoy it. Damon Day, baseball coach of the UNK Lopers, set to join us right away here. They're getting set to play here in 2 hours. They advance in the winner's bracket to take on Mesa State. Looking forward to having him back. Also, we're going to catch up with Dick Beechner, whose golf team at UNK went out to the Northwest Regional and ended up getting third place. First of all, we're going to have him break down that regional and explain how one would have to do to advance as far as a team and individually. They had the individual champion out there, but yet he does not advance to the national tournament. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also going to be joined by Jake Opitz, Nebraska second baseman, as they get set for a weekend series with the Texas A&M Aggies. And we're looking forward to that. All that, and we're going to tell you what USA Today has come up with, the five concerts to see live in today's USA Today. Derek's got the music pulled up. And
I'm not so sure I agree with all those.
Well, it's crazy because Derek came in with a box and he goes, "What's in there?" He said, "I brought glow sticks because mine went out yesterday." So, like, for 30 minutes, Derek was like, he was banging his glow sticks. So he's got the lights down. God. So we're looking forward to that as well. But as promised, after yesterday's 12-8 victory, the UNK Loper baseball team had 17 hits for the second straight game, and they advanced in today's tournament winner's bracket game in Grand Junction, Colorado. And we're pleased to be joined by head coach Damon Day right now. Coach, congratulations for advancing once again.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Coach, not exactly the hot start you wanted to get off to kill the momentum yesterday, but you were down 3-0 and then able to rally.
Yeah, you know, yesterday we talked and we were talking about how us coming out to a solid start was going to be imperative to us winning the ball game, trying to take away some of the momentum from Colorado School of Mines, and that plan completely blew up in our face when we're down 3-0 before we even get our first at-bats. But I was proud of our guys for battling back, and we kept the game close the entire way, and then we were able to put it away there in the eighth and ninth with five runs.
Your first baseman, Joe Nowacek, had an RBI single to left center, his second run-scoring hit of the game. That broke the school mark of 70, which was set by Tom Bales in 1988. So a 20-year record falls by that young man.
You know, Joe Nowacek has just been a tremendous person and a tremendous player for us. I don't think some people realize when Joe first came to the University of Nebraska, Kearney, he fell off of two stories of scaffolding and broke his leg in four places. And the doctor said that he would never play baseball again. But Joe kind of didn't believe that and came out last year and put together a solid season. And then this year, with all the injuries that we've had, he's been the one constant for us all the year. So there's not a finer guy, I think, that could have that record, and we can't say just how proud we are of Joe and what he's been able to do for our baseball program on and off the field.
A couple 3 home runs for you yesterday. A little bit of power showed up.
Yeah, you know, it's fun hitting up here in the mountains. It's a lot different than hitting on the plains of Nebraska. You know, at our place at Memorial, the wind's usually predominantly out of the north and blowing in our guys' faces. But up here, we had a nice breeze blowing out, and in the thin air, we were able to elevate some baseballs and get them enough just to get on out of the park.
Coach, you guys 31-25 on the season. You go to face a Mesa State team in this championship bracket. That was a team you said everybody was chasing. What do you have to do today to stay in that winner's bracket?
You know, I think the biggest thing that we have to do is just play our game. I don't think that we can get too caught up in with what Mesa State's going to come at us. They're going to bring a lot of talent. They're going to bring a lot of arms. They can throw a lot of different arms at you. They're very deep on their pitching staff. And so I think we got to more just worry about us getting outs and doing the things that we need to do to be successful, because if you start trying to worry about what Mace is going to do and all the different scenarios that they can impose on you, you're going to lose your mind. And so I think it's better that our team just stay focused on what we need to do to be successful and play the game as much as playing against Mesa State.
UNK baseball coach Damon Day joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess what Cecil Boda goes for you today. Now, he's had 12 outs, probably not the type of season Cecil Boda hoped for at the beginning of the year, but he's had four or five that have been damn good starts, and just really inconsistent has been his season.
Yeah, you know, it's been an up-and-down year for Seth, and no one's more disappointed than him, but I give him a lot of credit for the class that he's handled it and the mental attitude that he's handled it with. And, you know, he's as good as anybody when he decides he's going to show up and pitch. And so, you know, we're hoping that today's the day that he can show up and give us one of those quality starts again.
Hey, Coach, we'll let you get to batting practice now. You go 1 o'clock our time, 12 o'clock Mountain time. Is that correct?
Yes, and it is on Lopers.com via webcast, and I can't thank everybody enough for all their emails of support and congratulations and wishing us luck. And so appreciate the support, and hopefully when I get to talk to you on Monday, we're celebrating a conference championship.
Cool, Coach. Enjoy the mountains and enjoy victory today.
Thank you very much.
Damon Day, baseball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. They're set to play against Mesa State. Both those teams remain in the winner's bracket. Then Mines fell yesterday. They will face Regis, I believe, this afternoon after this. The loser of UNK's game will advance tomorrow. They will have to win two tomorrow, obviously, as the winner of the UNK-Mesa State game will sit there and only need to win one game in that tournament.
Right. Mesa State just pounded Regis yesterday, Daddy, 22-3. That's ugly. Ugly.
It's over early, and it was over often.
Yeah, so Mesa State, UNK, as you mentioned, playing today. That giving them a chance to win this game. They move on to the championship game. So hopefully Lopers can pull that one out.
Won six in a row in tournament play. I'm going back to last year. So congratulations to them. And, you know, it's so much easier to stay in that winner's bracket. You don't have to play the extra ball games those other teams do. So best of luck to the Lopers out there. And hopefully they can keep that going. Derek, a couple NBA games last night. Boston kind of hammers out, got down early, but able to come back and kind of thump the Cleveland Cavaliers 89-73 to take a 2-0 lead in that series. LeBron James, I think I shake my head because everybody knows what he's been able to do, especially in the playoffs last year, able to take over games and dominate them. Well, if you look at this series, he is 8 of 40.
Oh, man.
8 of 42 from the field. And he, you know, I think he had 22 or 24 points last night, but he shot 6 of 24. So not good. And then the other game, the San Antonio Spurs, able to get a game back. And the Hornets still lead that series 2-1, but they defeat the Hornets 110-99. Hornets had opportunities. Chris Paul, a monster game. But Tony Parker finally responds and kind of was a punching bag in games 1 and 2, but able to respond and come back and throw some jabs of his own.
And they started Manu Ginobili, who was the sixth man of the year through the regular season. And I think San Antonio starting him now to kind of get a little bit going in that series. And I think they may have found something last night between Paul and with Ginobili, Tony Parker, excuse me, and Chris Paul stuck in my head, and him out on the floor with Manu Ginobili, and I think those guys really put it to him last night. Had both those guys over 30 points between Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili. Yeah, they're playing a good game.
You know, if you look at the other series, Detroit Pistons guard Chauncey Billups does not know if he'll be able to go. That's a monster loss, and you alluded to that yesterday. Now, I think everybody, you know, when you said that, okay, they lost him for that game. They were getting beat anyway. Probably weren't going to win that game with or without him the other night, obviously. Now, you get a hamstring injury. Obviously, that's not a deal where we can tape it up and go. I mean, if you can't go, you can't go, especially at this level. And if he's out for this series, I think the Magic have a great opportunity to come back and not only tie this deal up at 2 apiece, but to win this series.
And I totally agree with you. By losing Chauncey Billups, they're losing three main things. Their point guard, who runs that team, you need that in the playoffs, obviously. Two, their best shooter, which he is, obviously. And three, when you get to the playoffs, Daddy, you got to make free throws. Chauncey Billups, 90%, just under 90%, I think, on the season free throw shooting. You're losing. You're losing points, you're losing your leadership on the floor as far as your point guard goes, you're losing some of those late game free throws that Chauncey Billups is usually automatic on. So I think you're right. I think Orlando is going to come charging back in that series.
Also last night, a little NHL action going on. The Detroit Red Wings 4, the Dallas Stars 1. Today's Eastern Conference Finals game 1 gets started. Philadelphia at Pittsburgh. And you don't even have to be much of an NHL fan, Derek, and that's because you told me this. This could be a series. There's going to be a lot of penalty minutes racked up, a lot of roughing, a lot of misconduct, but teams that want to get after each other, and should be exciting. If you are a casual NHL fan, you don't just have to live in the state of Pennsylvania to enjoy this one.
Absolutely, and what you're looking at is kind of a two different teams going at it. You got all that offense coming from the Pittsburgh Penguins between Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin. Those guys have been putting up points by the dozens, and
goals
by the dozens, points including assists, points. Goals and assists. If you look at Sidney Crosby, he has 37 points in 20 games against the Flyers. So he's just brutalized the Flyers so far through his career. The Flyers, probably one of the most physical teams in the league, if you've paid attention to the playoffs at all. They're going to come in and really try to punch Pittsburgh right in the mouth. Pittsburgh, not quite as physical, but what they lack in physicality, they make up for in scoring power and finesse. So I think it could be a nasty, nasty series. I'm gonna go with at least two fights through this series, at least.
Derek, let's take a quick break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll be set to be joined by Dick Beechner, UNK golf coach, to talk about the success that they enjoyed over this past week. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Did your lawn get attacked by grubs last year? We can make the attack of the grubs a distant memory with our lawn care program. Call our full-time staff today for a free estimate. You won't believe our prices. Keeping Central Nebraska lawns beautiful for almost 40 years. Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Nebraska baseball team opened up a three-game series against Big 12 leader Texas A&M tonight at Haymarket Park. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. The teams battle Saturday afternoon at 2:05 and Sunday afternoon at 1:05. The Nebraska softball team will open up the Big 12 tournament today, taking on Kansas, 5 o'clock in Oklahoma City. The tournament continues Saturday and Sunday. The UNK baseball team is in the winner's bracket of the RMAC tournament in Grand Junction, Colorado. They're playing the top seed Mesa State this afternoon. A win will put the Lopers in the championship game on Saturday. If Mesa wins, then the Lopers will play an elimination game tonight at 8 o'clock. State high school soccer tournament continues today. The Lexington boys are in action against Omaha Scutt. The state baseball tournament begins Saturday in Lincoln. Grand Island will have the opening round game against Omaha Creighton Prep. And state track 1 week from today in Omaha. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies throughout the day today with high temperatures in the mid-60s. Winds will be shifting to the east later today at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies stay partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a few storms developing. Lows near 48 on the way to 56 for high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A little Billy Joel for you. Billy celebrating his birthday today, 59 years young.
Happy birthday, Billy.
Yeah, happy birthday, Billy.
Keep it up. Keep making music. Make good stuff.
Give us a shout anytime, 1-888-455-3776. Or shoot us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. During this next break, we're going to be set to talk to Dick Beechner, UNK golf coach, about the success they enjoyed in the Oakland area playing in the Super Regional. Also going to catch up with Jake Opitz, Nebraska Cornhuskers second baseman. So they're set for their monster series with Texas A&M. If you're interested in watching the Husker this weekend, you can do it for free on Huskers.com. All three games will be for free on Huskers.com. Saturday's game will actually be on television, NET covering that. So I believe Saturday is 2:05 go time. 2:05 on Saturday, 6:35 tonight, and 1:05, although the weather does not look good for tomorrow's game. But we're going to talk a little UNK golf with Dick Beechner joins us. Dick, first of all, congratulations on a great run. And the best tournament finish since 2003.
How about 2008? That's all right, Tony. Anyway,
this is your best finish since 03, though.
Well, you probably have that record. I didn't have it in front of me. What did we do in 2003?
I don't know. I'm just reading this press release.
All right, I didn't see that. But I thought maybe this was the best finish we've had in 12 years. But anyway... Yeah, we went out to California, and the last month of our season, we've played fairly well, and we had a good tournament in Durango, and we had a good tournament in Denver, and then we got ourselves into the Super Regional, and the players really played well, and I was happy for them, and unfortunately, we didn't play good enough to move on. But a lot of times, when you say third, people look down their nose at that. But there were eight good schools there, and. And we played probably as well as we played all year in terms of trying to be consistent, although we had one great round of 288, which was even par 72 on that golf course.
Dick, Peter sent us several press releases on how the Super Regionals advancing to the national tournament worked. Doug and I could not figure out any of them. Could you maybe in layman's terms explain it to people out there?
There are five Super Regionals within the country, and there are 10 teams that... 10 different regions, but they go to five super regionals. So we're hooked up with the West, and the West and the South are the two best regionals in the country. And so every other year we go to California or Arizona, and the off year they come either to Colorado or Nebraska or Minnesota. After this year it'll be different, but because of the success of the West and the Northwest, predominantly because of the West, I think seven out of the eight schools were in the top 25 in the country. The winner of each region goes, and University of Colorado, Colorado Springs won our Northwest region, and Sonoma State's ranked number two in the country. They won their region. Because of the success of our region, there were three at-large schools advancing between the West and the Northwest. And Western Washington was second, and Grand Canyon was third. And there was a playoff for the fourth spot between San Bernardino and Stanislaus. So there's five schools that move on out of our Super Regional. And every region does not get that many. Some only get the conference or the region champion, so there would be two move out of those. So historically we've done well, and there's two other regions that get three at-large berths because of the success of how they've done in the Nationals over the past several years.
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, look at the how we do state high school golf because that's what people can compare it to, and they're the top 10 individuals advanced from the district to the state tournament. Max Haydenfelt wins the tournament out there, does not advance.
Right. There'll only be five individuals out of the Super Regionals that move on to the Nationals, and so it was the lowest score outside the five schools that moved on. And Max would have been the first alternate. There was a playoff between San Bernardino and Stanislaus, and Stanislaus lost. So their individual was low between the West and the Northwest, so he moves on. But on behalf of Max, he had a wonderful tournament. He had a good month of golf, and I think that's the first time that we've had a regional champion for, I've had the golf team, I think, 12 years now. So we were happy for him and happy for our team, but Alex Farrell shot 66 on Tuesday, which was a course record out there. It was a 20-year-old record, and Alex really played well. In fact, he bogeyed the last hole. He three-putted the last hole. He would have had 65, and you know how golf is. 65 sounds a lot different than 66, even though it's one shot. And I felt bad for him on Wednesday. He had 15 good holes and had a quadruple, triple, and a double, and so that basically that was his 81. And so the team that went out there was Andy Bednar from Sioux Falls. We actually have a fairly young team. We have no seniors on that group that played. But Andy Bednar from Sioux Falls played number one most of the year. Devin Kessler from Ord, he's a sophomore. And Alex Farrell's a sophomore from Kearney. And Preston Foster's a junior from Broken Bow. And Max Haydenfeld's a sophomore from Gehring. So all in all, they played good, and I'm real happy for them. And I hope they gained some confidence playing so well in the last tournament.
Well, anytime you shoot 66, it's going to do nothing but help your confidence, like a young sophomore in Alex Farrell. But you do have this whole team returning.
Right, and we've got some players that were right on the verge of making it. Justin Onken and Ben Porter transferred from Nebraska, who's a local Kearney player, and Grant Babcock from Phillipsburg, Kansas. And we have several good recruits coming in, so I think we'll have some pretty good competition next year. The hardest part is to make sure you got the five best players going, and that's not always easy, and they responded quite well. And actually, we had two 66s in the last two tournaments. Andy Bednar shot 66 out at the Pinery in Parker, Colorado 2 weeks ago. So whenever, and we shot 288 that round too, and whenever you have a real low score like that, it allows you to have a good team score, and so we were excited about that, and we're excited about Alex's 66, and we're excited about Max's ability to be the low player in our region. There were eight teams, so that was 40 players plus five individuals, so he was low out of 45 players, and they all have good players on their team.
Dick, when you guys played the practice round, did you sense a little bit that these kids liked the golf course or adapted well to the golf course, or just kind of come out of the blue?
Well, I think they liked the golf course. The golf course, though, presented several problems. So Robert Trent Jones Jr. was there and spoke to the group on our team meeting the night before and told us a little bit about the golf course. And there was a prevailing wind that was the only one hole that the wind was ever behind you or in front of you, and most of it were crosswinds. So that made it difficult, but the greens were Poana, and if you've ever played on Poana greens, they're pretty bumpy, and they weren't very true. So it'd take a little bit of getting used to, but there were three difficult holes on the front nine, 7, 8, and 9, and tell you how tough it was the last day. There were five groups backed up on that one hole because there was a hazard all the way along the right side from the tee to the green, and on the left side it was out of bounds, and there was a creek in front of the green. So
that sets up well for me.
That hole, and then the next hole was over water about 175 yards, so took a little time to play that. Some of them deposited a few balls in the water, Tony, which you would have never done.
No, I bladed a sand wedge about 195 right over that water.
Yeah, but all in all, we had a nice last month of the season, and we're kind of like Damon. You know, we need to start a little earlier. We need to play a little better in the fall so it wasn't an uphill battle in the spring. And next year it'll all change because the North Central Conference is going to dissolve. And so the RMAC and the Northern Sun will be the central region, and then we'll be hooked up in the super regional with the West. And there will only be four regions next year, and the top five teams move out of the region next year. So not necessarily will a team out of the central move on. So you'll have to compete with the people in the West, and they're really quite good. So our regional will run from Bemidji, Minnesota to Silver City, New Mexico. That's a long way.
Dick Buechner, UNK Golf Coach. Dick, thanks for giving us an update. Congratulations on a great run here towards the end.
Thanks a lot, and you're the Lone Ranger today, huh?
Yeah, I'm the Lone Ranger. Douglas is out.
Thanks, Tony.
Hey, have a great day. Dick Beecher has a super way to finish. Course record 66. So you got some of the best, you know, if you got that many talented teams and that many teams are playing that great of golf, and Alex Farrell right here from Kearney High, oh boy. If you want to see Alex, stop by the Dairy Queen, order a double cheeseburger. He's probably going to be cooking it later today. 66. New course record. He three-putted the 18th hole. Would have been a 65. Derek, you got the PGA pulled up?
I do.
A little update here from the TPC, the Players' Championship.
Sergio shot a 6-under yesterday, 66, just like Alex Farrell, actually, and he's leading. He doesn't tee off here for a little while yet, but Anthony Kim is 3-under on the day, 5-under on the tournament in second place, and then you got Kenny Perry, Paul Goidos, both at 4-under yet to tee off today.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Nebraska's second baseman, Jake Opitz, right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
AutoZone. Are you overdue for an oil change? If so, don't put your car's engine at risk.
Get in the zone.
Now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram filter for just $13.99. That's right, $13.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait till it's too late. Maximize your engine's life and performance. Get to AutoZone and change your oil today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Every stay at Microtel Inns and Suites is more than comfortable, and why wouldn't it be? With a plush, cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when your world's away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. While your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicrotelInn.com.
It's time for the Franklin County Memorial Hospital's second annual golf tournament. That's right. Lots of golfing, food, prizes, and more. Teams of four cost only $160. Call soon. Space is limited. The Franklin County Memorial Hospital Golf Tournament, Saturday, May 17th at 1 p.m. at the Franklin Country Club in Franklin. To register, call the Franklin County Hospital at 308-425-6221 or 800-753-2479. That's 800-753-2479. The Franklin County Memorial Hospital Annual Golf Tournament, May 17th.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lips, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lips. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service, Kearney.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies throughout the day today with high temperatures in the mid-60s. Winds will be shifting to the east later today at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies stay partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a few storms developing. Lows near 48 on the way to 56 for high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Biggest series of the year, I guess, if you break it down, every week in the Big 12, it's a big series. But this one looms to be the biggest because you're facing the league leader in Texas A&M, 18-3 on the season. We're pleased to be joined right now by Jake Opitz, four-year starter at second base for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Jake, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Jake, talk a little bit about this series, and can you do you have to downplay it a little bit and make sure you're not too anxious and too hyped up for this one?
I don't know if we're downplaying it. I mean, obviously we know it's a big series, but we've had a good three practices today where we just came out and prepared like we've been doing all year, and we're going to show up tomorrow night and just get after it like it's any other game.
Jake, when you guys go up and down your lineup, nobody hits the numbers that Texas A&M does. Nobody hits them really in the conference or even in the nation for that matter. But you guys seem to have a knack for getting clutch hits in the right opportunities. And that's something you guys got to be awfully proud of this late in the year.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, it's not a freak thing that happens. You know, we work on that, in practice where we talk about it. We have our rounds where you know, two outs, we got to get a hit here. And so, you know, that's a big part of our offense, because you're right, we're not going to have the guys that are going to hit, you know, 15, 20 home runs, but we're going to have guys that are clutch hitters, and, you know, two outs come around, and, you know, we look forward to those situations and guys stepping up and getting that big hit.
Jake, you're a four-year starter at second base. You started the most contests of any Husker entering this year with a 147. Talk about just the overall where you guys are at right now on the season. You come off a disastrous year last year, off the field stuff, but this year it seems to be smooth sailing.
Yeah, well, you know, this year we had a change of attitude, and it started at the top with Coach Anderson, and then you know, we got, I think, seven or eight seniors that really bought into it, and we're taking it, you know, upon ourselves to lead this team and put them in the right direction. And you know, so far this year we've done the right things, and it's carried over onto the field.
Jake Opitz, Nebraska second baseman, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jake, talk a little bit about, obviously you got finals out of the equation this week. Everybody's done with that. It's all baseball now till the end of the year.
Yep, finals are done. You know, now it's just we call it big league time. We're just baseball. You know, we get up, lift in the mornings, and then come to the field, and you know, it's a good time to rest your body, catch up on some sleep, and then come out, you know, compete for nine innings and, you know, fly around making plays.
Jake, are there scouting reports out there that you guys have zeroed in on this week and key things, or do you just worry about yourselves?
Well, you know, I mean, we get our scouting reports, obviously, but we just we worry about ourselves. I mean, we prepare, and the same way we've been doing all year, and we come out here, you know, on a daily basis, just coming out, you know, ready to play. And, you know, when the game comes around, all you can control is what you do, and you can't control how they're going to play. So, yeah, we just focus on ourselves.
Obviously, the sweep would be the only way you guys are going to be able to catch them in the standings and move a half a game ahead of them. Do you talk about that? Is that the sole focus, or you just say Friday night, let's worry about that?
That's it. It's Friday night. You know, we play at 6:30 tomorrow night. Our record's 0-0 on the year, and we're going to do whatever we can tomorrow night to get that win, and then we'll worry about the rest of the games, you know, as they come on that day.
Jake, I think a lot of people have looked to you this year to be a leader on this team. How have you embraced that role, and do you like that role?
Oh, I definitely like that role. I mean, I've tried doing it in the past, you know, and maybe didn't say the right things, but, you know, I think of growing up, you know, being more mature, you know, people are really starting to look towards me, and understand, you know, I'm on the same page with Coach A, and, you know, just being a leader and, you know, having the guys, it's easy to work with, and it's just fun to be a part of this team.
Jake, being the tandem up the middle of you and you get a young kid and Ben Klein to come in, how have you guys been able to work so well together?
Well, it's actually pretty easy. You know, Klein's a great athlete, and it reminds me a lot when I was a freshman, when I was playing second base next to a four-year guy, Joe Simakaitis, and, you know, basically, it was the same type of thing where, you know, you got the talent, now he's got to kind of put the mental side of things together and, you know, compete in every pitch, you know, in every game. And so, Ben, he's, you know, he's a great athlete, and he's really matured as the season's gone on.
Jake, does it surprise you how many balls he gets to? I mean, obviously, the kid doesn't have blazing speed, but he just seems to make so many plays out there at shortstop.
Right. Yeah, he's got great range. He's got a lengthy, you know, 6'2", 6'3", body where, you know, he's 1-2 steps, and he lays out, you know, he's there. He's might not be the fastest guy, but he's definitely quick on his feet and has a lot of range to get some balls.
Jake, talk a little bit about, obviously, tomorrow night the situation comes in. Johnny Dorn takes the mound. Anytime Johnny Dorn's on the mound, he's another guy that you came in with to play ball with. Just the confidence level that he exudes when you guys come out on the field.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want any other guy on the mound, you know, big game tomorrow night. He's just, you know, he lives for these types of moments, and, you know, with Johnny, even if he doesn't have his best stuff, he's going to compete every single pitch, and, you know, he's going to, you know, give us everything he's got. So having Johnny out there tomorrow night, you know, we're excited to play behind him, and, you know, it's going to be a fun one.
Jake Opitz joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jake, obviously, we ask everybody this that we talk to from the Husker baseball team. Obviously, having Brooksy Wells in the bullpen, that's huge for you as well.
Hey, that's huge having Brooksy out there. He jumps those guys and gets them ready. So, I mean, I don't know where we'd be without Brooks Wells out down there in the bullpen.
Jake, we'll let you get on your way. Best of luck this weekend, and let's get a series victory.
Okay, I appreciate it, man. Take care.
Thanks, Jake.
Jake Opitz, Nebraska's second baseman, joining us here. Able to catch up with him yesterday afternoon after practice, and a super opportunity for Nebraska to get back. You know what? I don't think, you know, you got to take them one game at a time, like they say. But, boy, 3-0 would be huge for this team this weekend. But this is a Texas A&M team that's won 15 straight. 15 straight league games. They've got the league's top two hitters in Dane Carter and Jose Duran, respectively, 411 batting average. Mr. Duran, 396. So tonight, 6:35 go time, you've got a senior right-handed pitcher in Johnny Dorn who takes on the left-handed freshman, Brooks Raley. Brooks Raley, 6-0, 3.77 ERA. Saturday, Thad Weber, 6-2 on the year. 8-2 on the year, 3.75 ERA, takes on Barrett Locks. Barrett is a freshman right-handed pitcher. And Sunday, Probonik goes against Clayton Ellert, a sophomore. So a very young pitching staff for Texas A&M. Hopefully the atmosphere can rattle those young guys a little bit. Should be a raucous environment. Look forward to following the Husker baseball team this weekend. You know what? Probably not a bad thing. It's going to be cold. Maybe takes the Aggies out of their element a little bit. I don't think they're used to the weather Nebraska is. You got to remember, Nebraska 26-2-1 at Hawks Field this season. They won 14 of their last 15 games there. It's
going to be some good games. That's for sure.
It's brought up so often in basketball. Boy, when Texas comes to Nebraska, you know, oh, it's tough to win on the road, and you know. But in baseball, it seems to be the same thing. I mean, you go to Stillwater. Nebraska's never won at Stillwater. You go to Baylor. That was a monster win there because Nebraska's the success they've had there wasn't very good. But 14 of their last 15 at home. Also, Saturday is graduation day for Craig Corston and Thad Weber. They're the pair of Huskers graduating this weekend. Of course, Weber was one that missed last Saturday's start. His wife had their first baby Saturday morning. So,
congratulations.
Another big weekend in Thad Weber's life. So best of luck to the Nebraska baseball team this weekend. Certainly going to be following that closely. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Derek has got some great music pulled up in some of the livest concerts.
I do. We'll go through that here coming up. It's nice outside, though, Daddy. It's a decent day. But it's going to get nice this weekend. Sunday, we're looking at, I think, 66, mostly sunny.
Looks 10 minutes north of the Kearney, there's a beautiful golf course that awaits you in Prairie Hills Golf Course. You can come play a round of golf and experience a dynamic course design that will challenge your golf skills, yet forgive a slice or hook in the shallow rough that surrounds each fairway. It's not your normal east and west to-and-fro fairways. Rarely do you have errant shots heading toward you. Their fairways venture on their own, culminating in huge, well-kept greens. Come give them a try today. 10 miles north of Kearney, Prairie Hills Golf is where it's at. Their address says Pleasanton, but really, they're just 10 minutes north of Kearney. Straight north, Highway 10, Prairie Hills Golf. Check them out today. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell, "Don't be scared. It's a good thing. The Courtyard in Cunningham's Journal is now open. Catch all the drink specials. Order up your favorite beer, one of the Courtyard's famous margaritas. You can get them frozen or on the rocks. The Courtyard will also be serving great treats off the grill. So stop by for delicious brats and burgers. Open 7 days a week. Cunningham's Journal with the Courtyard now open is your destination away home. Cunningham's Journal and the Courtyard, downtown Kearney, on the bricks, weather permitting.
Why do so many travel services choose to advertise in the blue envelope? Because they know it's a great way to help their businesses really take off. From rebates at retailers, to discounts on dental care, to coupons for car service, there's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
If you're looking for excitement online, then you need to know where to go. And GoldenCasino.net is the perfect place for you. See why so many have been to GoldenCasino.net to sharpen their casino skills. On GoldenCasino.net's state-of-the-art software, play all your favorite casino games at GoldenCasino.net. All free! GoldenCasino.net is the place to be for anyone looking to kick back and relax after a hard day's work or kill some time on the weekend. Check out GoldenCasino.net today. It's the most fun you've ever had for free. GoldenCasino.net is not a gambling site.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies throughout the day today with high temperatures in the mid-60s. Winds will be shifting to the east later today at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies stay partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a few storms developing. Lows near 48 on the way to 56 for high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, 1-888-455-3776. A little bit of more Husker football news. The Bengals have signed wide receiver Maurice Purifoy. They announced yesterday the wide receiver has a two-year contract. Terms were not released. He was a college free agent, participated in the rookie minicamp earlier this month on a tryout basis. 6'3", 224-pound wide receiver. So congratulations to Maurice. That's the good news for Maurice. The bad news? Well, he's set to be in court on May 20th.
Oh, stay out of trouble. Come on, people. Hey, but we did get a call earlier from Ken in Kearney. He wanted to know about Terrence Nunn's whereabouts since he left the Huskers. Did he get drafted? Did he sign with someone? I pulled up his some of his draft numbers here. 40 times questionable at best, 4.59, especially for a receiver of his stature, somebody who's only 5'11", 190 pounds. He was rated the 117th receiver prospect out of 337. As far as I know, there wasn't that near that many wide receivers drafted in the draft. So as far as I know, he did not get drafted, and he has not signed with an NFL team.
Fair enough. Derek, obviously, it's Friday, and Doug's gone today, so we kind of get to do our own little thing. And I always like to pick up the weekend edition of the USA Today because it's jam-packed. You know, the life section's always good in the USA Today. They've always got diversions and destinations in there. You know, you read about places you can never afford to go. Yeah, that's what I like to do. So in this weekend's edition, they've got five to see live, and that's basically the concert. And then they've got a rundown of every concert, for every taste imaginable. And, you can see who's on, including, including after 15 years.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable.
After 15 years, I think, that's right, New Kids on the Block. They've reunited. This 90s boys band goes back on tour. They plan to release a new album this fall. It starts September 20th in Montreal and ends October 4th in Chicago. So, looks like they're on the concert tour for a whole 3 weeks. Nice job, fellas.
I think our masculinity just took a huge hit here on the Doug and Daddy Show for playing New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, but we're hanging tough.
Wow.
Tickets for them, $55 to $75. But actually, if you want to go see a concert live and in person, number five on the USA Today's list, if you can believe this, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Yeah, the old guy from Led Zeppelin there, Robert Plant. Can you believe that? Teaming up with Alison Krauss of all people.
Says they're among the most distinctive and celebrated singers of their respective generations. Their collaborations on last year's critically celebrated Raising Sand album includes the Grammy-winning Gone, 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 Done Moved On, which you're hearing right now. And the follow-up single, Please Read the Letter, have been heralded for serving their individual strengths and revealing new nuances through their rootsy chemistry.
Rootsy,
yeah.
I like that rootsy chemistry. That's...
Look at the rootsy look of that guy's hair. Wow. It must have some roots. Must go down a long way into that Robert Plant head.
He does have some hair going. I tell you what. Wow.
Number four may surprise some people for our hard rock loving fans out there. They say the number four must-see band in the world, in the nation, whatever you want to call it, the Nine Inch Nails. This is like a lot of anger.
Yeah, this is Nine Inch. Yeah, they're kind of angry.
This Reznor's. That's the
Trent Reznor. Yeah,
Trent Reznor. Yeah, he looks like a very angry man. I mean, it's got psychotic fury and manic injury, mood of tension and doom. Sounds lovely.
Yeah, they're a little hard rock.
Hard rock. Number three, you're going to slow it down a little bit, and I think get some
just a little bit.
Tom Petty.
Well, you play at the Super Bowl. I mean, you got it made, don't you?
Boom goes the dynamite, as they say. Yeah, telepathically tight ensemble lives to change up the mix of dynamically delivered classic originals with unexpected 60 covers. This time they might even toss in a gem from the mud crutch, the pre-Heartbreakers band that included Petty and Heartbreakers Benmont Tench and Mike Campbell. So they are the number three band, I guess that you have to see this summer. Tickets cost from $30 to $130 to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
That's pretty high, but man, it's nothing compared to like the Rolling Stones. They fetch hundreds of dollars for a ticket. It's crazy stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, you see Barbara Streisand. I mean, whatever. I mean, you think what you want about Barbara Streisand, but anybody that pays $2,000 to see Barbara Streisand, unbelievable.
Mental.
Number two that you have to see, Kanye West. This is the glow-in-the-dark concert tour. See, Derek, turn the lights back on. He's got his glow sticks out.
You're such a liar.
The glow sticks are out. Everything's cranking up. Kanye West does have a lot of good music, but they say the show that's put on. Of course, also with Kanye West, Lupe Fiasco, Nerd, and Rihanna also open for him. So that's quite the concert deal. And before we get to the number one must-see action of the summer, there were two concerts, or festivals, if you will, that they have listed in here. The Mile High Festival in Denver, July 19th and 20th. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the Dave Matthews Band, John Mayer. They headline a new Colorado event that also features Steve Winwood, OAR, Fish's Mike Gordon, The Black Crows, The Roots, The Wigs, Lupe Fiasco, Ferris, and Eric Hutchinson.
Outstanding lineup there.
$150 for a two-day pass.
Nice. You're getting your money's worth, too, with a lot of those bands like Dave Matthews, and that's great.
$85 for a single day. There's also going on in Telluride, Colorado, the Bluegrass Festival, which features Ryan Adams and the Cardinals. Leftover Salmon, Ricky Skaggs, Bruce Hornsby with Kentucky Thunder.
I don't know many of them.
A little bit closer, closer to us. That's also going on. That's in June, the 19th through the 22nd. So
awesome.
That's going on for your listening and viewing pleasure if you want to hop in a vehicle and go. But the number one five to see live music preview. We went to class just to pass Kenny the time. Chesney. Back in 89, we had a
keg in the closet, pizza on the floor. Keg in the closet, pizza on the floor. Sounds like college days.
This says he's the he's his generation's Jimmy Buffett. Is he that big?
Yeah, and I guess you could say that, yeah. He is kind of this generation's Jimmy.
It's like a kind of a cult. I mean, like a cult following. I mean, you've got Deadheads that follow the great... You had the Parrotheads that follow Jimmy Buffett. Well, Kenny Chesney be like that? You know him a lot more about music, obviously, than...
Yeah, he could... Hey, he's got a big following. He's very popular. I tell you what, he's a great, great country artist. He sells a lot of albums.
Yeah, speaking of great country artists, an opportunity tonight for people right here in Central Nebraska to check out Sugarland.
Yeah, Sugarland's going to be right down at the First Tier Event Center later on this evening. So a big country act coming through the first tier event center. Anytime you can get any big musical act, big event, anything like that for the Kearney area, it's a great deal.
Jennifer Nettles and Kristen Bush.
Be great.
Enjoy the Ride concert. It says it costs $20 to $75. We call out to the first year event center today, and I think there's still a few tickets available. I know they were going very, very fast, so a great opportunity to check that out.
And something else we have to mention before we get out of here, Mother's Day is on Sunday.
Good call.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And Troutman's Quality Meats wants you to know, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Happy congratulations, I should say, to all of the graduates who just graduated, high school, college, whatever it is you're graduating. Congratulations to you. And Troutman's wants you to know, if you don't want to hassle with the lines on Sunday, you want to do something special for your mom, but you don't want to necessarily go to a crowded restaurant or anything like that, head over to Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney on Highway 30, just under the Big Steer out front. They'll get you hooked up. They got flat iron steaks on special, and you can go there, pick up some steaks, pick up some wine. They just got a new shipment of wine in. Fresh pineapple brats, Daddy.
Fresh pineapple. What about the andouille?
We see any andouille fresh andouille sausage, too. You call it. Anyway, head over to Troutman's Quality Meats. All the meat you need for Mother's Day. Head over there, pick up some great stuff, grill out, and treat your mom to some quality meat.
Yeah, happy mother for Doug. I want to say happy Mother's Day to his mother. For me, I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother.
And I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother, Patsy, as well. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
We love you, Mommy.
There.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Good work on that, Derek. And we're going to check the email before we get out of here.
Nothing in there.
We're going to have a PGA Tour update. You can shoot us an email anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We look forward to checking that inbox on Monday. Dent Popper inbox. Call them for the armor lining. Dent Popper's protected. It doesn't matter. Golf cart, armor lining. Truck bed, armor lining. You know?
Boat. They can do a boat, too.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. Stop in, talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. It's the Dent Popper in Kearney. We actually do have one. This coming from Reggie. And the tapes turned over to the NFL. There are four separate Steelers games that all signals were taped. I think the Patriots should be expelled from the NFL. Friggin' cheaters! That actually from Fast Willie.
Thanks for the email. Shoot us an email anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank UNK baseball coach Damon Day. They are set to go exactly 1 hour and 5 minutes from now in Grand Junction, Colorado in the RMAC tournament. We want to thank Dick Beechner, UNK golf coach, for joining us as well. We want to thank second baseman for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Jake Opitz, as well. We'll see you on Monday to recap the weekend in sports on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.